The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.
Hello and welcome to The Odd Pod. Several police officers were injured and their vehicles damaged after an unlicensed music event was held in Downing Street. In the early hours of yesterday morning, police were called to an address in Westminster after a neighbour complained of noise and violence. "I was awoken at about 2:30 by some incredibly loud dance music coming from outside," said Mr. Sunak, who lives at number 11 Downing Street. "I looked out of the window and there was a strange man wearing a beanie with his jeans halfway down his bottom. There was a second figure, an overweight blonde man, jumping up and down on a police car waving a yellow glow stick. I immediately phoned Boris to inform him of these outrageous activities, but there was no answer. It seemed a bit odd phoning the police to report an attack on the police. However, I felt I really didn't have a choice." The Prime Minister's aide Dominic Cummings has since admitted that it was him partying into the small hours. "Acting within the very specific guidelines that apply only to me, I was merely having a midnight rave in order to test my hearing," he said. "I needed to listen to my son read the following day and wanted to be sure I was able to do so, so it was a common sense move to hold an illegal street party." He went on to say he had no idea who the overweight blonde man was. Priti Patel called the behaviour utterly vile, although it's understood she's just upset at not being invited because she likes to rage as much as anyone else. On the other hand, Michael Gove said he thought Cummings' explanation was perfectly reasonable and that he himself had on occasion tested his hearing by holding an illegal street party. The Prime Minister has since investigated the incident and considers the matter closed.
The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.